We have seen a succession over many years now of extremely bad policing. Most recent case in Memphis with the death of Tyree Nichols, beaten by now five former Memphis police officers. And one city official described the incident as Mr. Nichols being treated like a human pinata, where he was beaten for 3 minutes all over a reckless driving stop. And by the way, Memphis did do right in this. They immediately fired the five cops, charged them, arrested them, and spoke out against them. And this was in a few days, not weeks or months like we've seen other police departments, other cities do. But as a contrast to those incidents, we have in New Jersey police at an increasing number learning jiu-jitsu in order to restrain hostile people without any kind of harm to either themselves or the suspect. Case in point, 27-year-old man from Patterson allegedly attacked his grandmother at a laundromat in Elmwood Park and turned his sights on someone who was trying to intervene. Good Samaritan. That's when the police arrived. Of course, the man tried to fight them too. Now, in the past, the struggle would have ended with the cop slamming the guy into the concrete. After 2 years of training in jiu-jitsu and other defensive tactics course, police officer took a different route, hooked his arms beneath the man's armpit, sat back, and brought him to the ground. Then another officer coiled himself around the man's legs, which immobilized him, as the first officer straddled his back and wrestled his wrists into the handcuffs. Minutes later, both officers stood up, and the man, unhurt, was arrested and parked in the back of the cruiser. Catalyst for this training, by the way, is the police chief of Elmwood Park, Michael Foligno. He's been doing this now for the past 3 years, gathering officers from a bunch of different departments for training sessions, being led by Jimmy Rivera, professional mixed martial arts fighter from Newton up in Sussex County. And the chief, Mr. Rivera, and Ron Shulman, co-founder of Tiger Shulman's Martial Arts, they've started a company under the Tiger Shulman's umbrella. It's called Guardian Law Enforcement Defensive Tactics. They're devoted to teaching a cop-friendly form of Brazilian jiu-jitsu, has a lot of similarities to wrestling, so officers can get control over subjects without the need of any kind of lethal force, which obviously reduces injuries, it lowers legal consequences, builds confidence in the ranks as well as within each officer, feel a little more safer going out there. Program, which had been limited to Elmwood Park officers, is expanding pretty fast. Bergen, Passaic County departments saw the class's value. Foligno said the Guardian has trained 45 cops from neighboring agencies, places like Garfield, Lodi, Midland Park, Glen Rock, Bergen County Prosecutor's Office. And you were kind of like, hey, this is a great idea. Why doesn't the state implement this as a requirement? Well, they tried. The state's Police Training Commission finally approved a new Brazilian jiu-jitsu-based defensive tactics curriculum. The Attorney General's office also said that starting last June, the commission doubled the amount of self-defense training that academy recruits get to about 80 hours. The commission also wants to put in place a defensive tactics refresher course for all officers based on the new academy curriculum, but some advocates for training, for example, Assemblyman Brian Bergen, Morris County Republican, well, they want things to go a little further. He worries that if lawmakers don't enshrine training standards into state law, that the program just might fade away. Assemblyman Bergen back in 2020 proposed a bill to increase self-defense instruction in the academies and mandate that every law enforcement officer have 48 hours of in-service self-defense training every year. His bill would send $250,000 to the Police Training Commission to put this course into action, but the lawmakers instead tabled the bill. This was back in October, which basically means put it on the shelf. And no word has been heard about that since then. Just to show you the potential of this idea, Marietta Police Department down in Georgia, they incorporated Brazilian jiu-jitsu into their training regimen after that stop in 2019. We all remember the police were caught on tape striking a man at an IHOP restaurant. A follow-up study found that over 2 years, there was a 23% reduction in taser usage, a 48% drop in officer injuries, a 53% decrease in civilian injuries, and a 59% decrease in overall use of force among the newly trained officers. But there are still some concerns, especially how, well, the officers already have a heavy load of training requirements, so how can they get into another block of instruction? And yet, the cost is also a factor in some people's minds. This is actually a concern for Emerson Police Chief Michael Mazzio. Guardian law enforcement charges about $700 for 16 hours of instruction, which is, I guess, par for the course in martial arts in that world. But for a lot of police departments, which are struggling for proper funding, that's an expense that some would, well, to say the least, find challenging, but hopefully doable.